It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. Yes, that's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canelli, and this is your daily sports dump for today, Thursday, March 12, 2020, the day that sports stopped. So there are no sports, but that doesn't mean there's no sports dump. We got stuff for you today. We have quite a bit, including the sports widow, Molly Erdman.
Hello.
Hello, Molly Erdman.
Did you just have to read that off of something?
Yeah, I've got your bio up here and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So there we go, Molly Erdman. Great. I'm going to try not to click my teeth. I've been noticing sometimes at the end of saying something, I go,
ooh.
Yeah.
God.
And listening back to these, it's awful. So to you listeners, I apologize, and I'm going to put a mouth guard in. Maybe some gum.
You know, you do that.
Mouth guard's probably on sale right now.
What, used ones?
No, athletic ones. Like, you know, no one's buying new ones.
I noticed that when you have like a popsicle or something, that you often like do your back teeth. I don't want to make the sound because I don't like it.
No.
But you kind of like clamp down on your
back
teeth.
Maybe that's what it is. Well, I've been told I have a crossbite.
What is that?
My teeth are a little bit misaligned.
Oh, they're out of alignment.
Yeah, that's why my smirk is so
effective. I feel like a lot of people's are, though.
But it helps my smirk. I just sit in my natural stance and it's a little bit sideways smirk, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Well, I have you here today, Molly, because we're quarantined.
We're not quarantined.
We're not quarantined either. The
nice.
Famous Second City
thing.
But we are here because moments ago, actually, you delivered the news.
I broke the news here.
And you should break the news.
In the Mammoth Oasis.
That the NCAA tournament has been canceled.
One of my very few joys.
And one of your very few, our very few hardcore
sports
crossovers. Sports crossovers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know De Bruyne and you know Kun Aguero, but that's more me and Val than me and you.
Yeah.
But this is your big thing.
It is. I get very excited about it.
And that's a shame that it's not happening now.
I'm probably still going to fill one out.
Yeah, I don't know. That's funny. Great idea. Great idea. Don't steal that, listeners.
Okay.
We're going to put out our own bracket. We do have some brackets that we're going to put back up at the top of the page. It's our worst ever football programs or college programs, like the most evil college football programs.
Oh, okay.
We did a bracket of that a couple years ago, probably still relevant. And so we're going to throw that back up there for you bracket wanners.
Great.
That's good. And now we have nothing to... And I was kind of thinking, I was underestimating yesterday, and I said, a lot of people are going to watch the tournament at home.
Yeah. Now but we wish that.
Now there's no tournament, but everyone's still going to be at home.
Yeah.
So they're probably...
Nothing.
Well, you're going to...
Do you know what?
Go ahead.
This is really awful.
Go ahead.
I just realized there was a...
You are patient zero.
No, but I got called back for a commercial, and I was really crushed that I didn't get it, and that it wouldn't
it's
have
not
aired
run.
Anyway because it was a tournament
yes.
commercial.
Yes.
God.
I there was a commercial I did, maybe also for the tournament, and I was like, this is not going to run.
Yeah.
So to whoever booked those, hope you got the session fee. No, seriously.
Well, I don't know why you wouldn't have.
Yeah, you would get that. Well, but there's a virus thing.
But this was a month ago.
Fine. Anyway, enough about commercial acting and enough about my teeth clamping. We're going to try to find ways...
To not talk about those two things.
Yes. Well, I think you're going to see a lot of repeats of great March Madness games.
Ugh.
Yeah, but it'll be like a March Madness turn. Here's what CBS should do. They should show the 32 best first round games ever.
Uh-huh.
Just... As in the same programming thing, here's the Georgetown loss to Princeton in 1992. That'll be on CBS on whatever other channel they do.
I mean, I think it takes a very higher level of sports fanaticism to want to watch old games. Like
you're right.
To me,
you're right.
There is a very hard line that separates someone like you from I would say even a lot of sports fans.
True. True.
Of like, oh, I already know what happened. I've seen this game I want to watch it again.
But there are some, now, if you watched, you wouldn't know what happens.
I know, but I guess
but
I don't
But you know
care,
it'd be exciting. You don't...
I don't see it that way.
Okay.
I don't know. For me, it has to be live.
I think there's still some people, they could put it on and people would be like, oh, it's back on. Well, and and it could just be random games. And then they'll find out, oh my God, Bryce Drew is actually 44 years old now. He hit that shot when he was 22.
Yeah.
That, you know what? I'm gonna try to ask CBS to do that.
Okay. Now,
I'll talk to my CBS contact, David Sampson.
Okay. I can't appreciate, like, remember one time we stumbled across, like, some women's gymnastics from, like, the 70s?
Yes.
And that was really interesting to watch because it was like, I feel like I could do that.
Yes. Yes.
Just the being able to see how sports have evolved and changed over time. And what was the baseball game that they showed it in its entirety?
Don Larson's perfect game, 1956 World Series.
I wouldn't have watched it, but I could peek in on it for a little bit and understand its objective interest.
Yeah, and there were some interesting, you're right, as a time capsule, it's interesting.
Yes.
For example, in that game, the 56 baseball game, you could see on a fly ball that in the outfield of Yankee Stadium, we went, and you remember Monument Park?
Yes.
Well, at the time, there were only three monuments.
Yeah.
And they were on the field, in the outfield. So you could see a fly ball. It was so far out that only Mickey Mantle could hit it that far.
Yeah.
But like 500 feet out into the outfield, there are these three, it looks like cemetery stones.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's 3 or 4 feet before the wall. So that was a kind of interesting, you don't have that in fields anymore.
No.
They had a pole for 1 year in Houston.
Really?
A flag pole right on the field.
That'd be fun. That's what baseball needs, maybe, or some obstacles in the outfield.
Well, if not obstacles,
or like a water pit.
Some different things. Like, as much as I hate Fenway Park and its inhabitants and the people who sit in the stands, it's an interesting park.
Uh-huh.
It's very different than any other park because they had to build it into that neighborhood.
Yeah.
And parks now, they build them out, you know, in the suburb where they just
start building them into mountains, like Petra.
Alfred College in New York, which has a very good ceramic engineering program, but
what
is
the hell?
Near Buffalo. I drove out to visit that when I was a kid.
When you had dreams of being a ceramic engineer?
That was my dad's dream.
What is a ceramic engineer?
Oh, like people who invent, you know, materials for spaceships. So you create a new material.
Those are ceramic?
Sure. The tiles that were on the space shuttle, those are ceramics.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I thought those were like fiberglass or something.
But that fiberglass can be a part of ceramics. It's all these kind of engineering things.
Okay.
It's materials, basically.
Okay.
Material engineering is what it would be. But they had a football stadium that had stands on one side, and then the stands were cut into a mountain on the other side.
See, that's
cool. It was the coolest thing about that school. It was very cool. Funny that I mentioned school closings.
Here
or visits, school visits, because we're not doing those.
Ain't happening.
Schools are closing. There are still holdouts, and it's interesting to see who the last holdouts will be.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you mentioned, they canceled the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
That's as big a sporting event as there is in the United States.
Well, I mean, they also canceled the rest of the NBA season. Like that.
Yes.
I mean, I understand that the tournament is like a crazy...
They've postponed
baseball.
It's March
Madness, in fact.
It is. But the NHL, I don't think, or maybe they just did, but there are still holdouts, and it's interesting to see who is holding out the longest and what exactly
and
is it they are waiting
on.
So almost everyone today should be canceling.
Yeah.
The only reason I could think to not cancel until tomorrow is to get the publicity that you're the only league that hasn't canceled and then cancel just to get that little bump.
Sure.
But I don't know if that's worth it. So what are we going to do?
I don't know. We're bracing for probable school closure.
Yeah. So
for
several
weeks.
We'll have some sports here in the house that maybe we'll invent.
Yeah.
And we'll report on those. And what I'm going to try to do is to create some fake games and call them like a broadcaster.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to do one a little later today. You're going to help me out with that in a bit. And I'll explain. That one is based on real events that happened to me when I was a kid.
Dramatization.
A dramatization, exactly.
Yeah.
So we'll be presenting that for you folks in just a minute. But before that, Thank you, Molly, for your thoughts, Sports Widow, on the tournament.
You're welcome.
Do you think you'll find another type of gambling in this period of time? It couldn't be other sports gambling.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe we need to think of something.
Yeah, that you can gamble? Bingo? Online online bingo?
No.
I think online bingo is going to do well. Not with you, but generally.
Yeah. Do you know what I saw yesterday, which I actually think is a very good idea?
Go on.
A commercial, I'm assuming it's like an app or something, where you're betting on your weight loss. So it's like an exercise diet program, but I don't know exactly how it works, but basically it's a gambling thing too.
Nice.
Where you get like a payout if you reach your
goal,
fitness goals.
Who's gambling against you? Is it the company?
Do
they send
you
like coupons for cookies?
I don't understand the logistics of it.
Yeah,
but
where's this money
but
coming
I do
from?
I have heard that money, like any kind of like weight loss or whatever that involves money, tends to be more motivating.
Like jobs.
Yes. Sure.
Give us money and we'll do anything more motivatedly.
But you're like betting on yourself.
Ah, unlike jobs.
Right.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Rona.
What's Rona?
Coronavirus.
Oh, you gave it a nickname, Rona.
Yeah.
I like that.
Thanks.
You should write a song. Going to Arizona, not catching Rona.
Okay.
That's it. I already wrote it, I guess. All right. Well, that was plenty, because Molly, in the coming days, you or a kindergartner are going to be my only guests, so I don't want to overuse
that. Should I go on vocal rest?
Yeah, rest your voice. Well, okay. I'm going to keep you here for this segment. I don't know if you're aware of this. There's only a second.
I know.
It's our mock draft update. I have music that'll go in there. We're really advanced now. Hmm. I'll leave that, or I'll put it at the end.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Do you know what the mock draft update is?
Yeah, it's an update about the mock draft.
Yeah, people every day are doing these mock drafts. And now that people have no real sports, it's going to be tons of them. Now, this guy I wanted to applaud, actually, Charles Davis, because this is his first mock draft. And it is on NFL.com. Now, what the mock draft update is that all these mock drafts are useless, Molly.
Sure. It's, by
so
definition.
I'm looking at them so the listener doesn't have to, and I give them all the salient points for these mock drafts, which are none. But I will read the entire... This guy's good because he keeps it short, sweet, and this is his first one. Uh-oh. God. Rona. So all he says is, with the NFL scouting combine in the books and pro day season in full swing, here's my first mock for round one. That's all he says. Good on you. No big explanations. So this guy, he gets a little bit of a check mark. This is Charles Davis, NFL media analyst. Good mock draft, Charles. I'm not going to tell you anything about it because there's really no need to read it beyond that. But I at least applaud him for waiting until now to do his first one. And then to just get right into it, not give us some whole explanation about why you did everything. Am I right?
Yep.
You're just saying yes. Now I know how you feel in our interactions. All right, folks, we're going to take a break here, but there's no break for you because I can press pause and then just press play again. So there's really no need to tell you about the break, but we'll be right back with our fake game call. No need for that, really. And we are back, folks, with a new segment. Now, before I get into the new segment, I want to tell you that we are, for a short time, suspending our baseball previews because they've suspended the baseball season. So if you want to hear about the American League and National League East teams, they're not really previews. It's just me making fun of those teams in some way or another. But those will return eventually when all the sports return. But until those sports return, we're going to give you a taste of what you want. We know people want live sports. So each day we do the sports dump, we're going to provide you with at least a little bit of a fake broadcast of a fake game. Although I suppose it could be a fake broadcast of a real game or a real broadcast of a fake game. I guess what we have here is a fake broadcast of a real game. This is taking two events that actually happened to me when I was in Little League, combining them, and this is what it would sound like if that game had a broadcaster. Okay? We'll give you the details after you hear the game. But for right now, enjoy the first part of my Little League game many years ago. Charge. Hello, folks, and welcome to Wappingers Falls Little League Game of the Week. I'm Doug Phillips, president of the league and owner of Doug's Rugs, Route 9 and Myers Corners Road. Tonight's game is between the Box Seat Pub Boilermakers and my personal favorite team, Doug's Rugs, sponsored by Doug's Rugs, Route 9 and Myers Corners Road. Now, I'm joined for tonight's game by, is it Stacy, who's a bartender at the Box Seat Pub? Great to have you here, Stacy.
Yeah, this counts as a work shift for me, so that's why I'm here. Are they even going to play? Looks like it's going to storm any minute.
Okay, well, Stacy, that's sweet, but why don't you just sit there and look pretty, and we'll take care of the big decisions. Just because there's a few clouds doesn't mean it's going to rain, sweetheart.
Why don't you shove it up your ass, you chauvinist creep?
Okay, well, there goes Stacy. I got to tell you, it's got to be that Box Seat Pub because every waitress they send over here acts that same way. Well, looks like I'm going to be flying solo, but that's okay because the game is all we need. Now, the Box Seat Pub are out in the field to begin the game, and I got a hot tip that their usual catcher, Jared Van Benskoten, is out with Osgood Schlatter disease. So the Boilers are breaking in a new catcher to catch flamethrower Johnny Lee. Looks like the umpire tonight, yeah, it's Mr. Goble, and he looks like he's ready to go.
Play ball!
All right, leadoff hitter Danny Haynes, leading the team with a 200 average this season. Here comes the first pitch, and oh, swing and a miss on a sharp curve from Lee. That was a nice pickup by the catcher, number 5, whose name I don't know. 0-1. Ball back to the pitcher, winding up, and here's the pitch. Oh! Swing and a miss at a blazing fastball. Looks like the catcher didn't get the glove on it, and it seems to have gotten Mr. Goble. Well, looks like it got him in the family jewels there, folks. And from the sound of it, it was a direct hit. Yeah, looks like Mr. Goble's down for the count, folks. We may have a bit of a delay in the game here. Okay.
Watch your language, Rick.
All right, looks like some of the other parents are coming out to check on Mr. Goebbels. And, well, he looks to be in some severe pain there. Some of the kids are laughing at him, and, looks like there's a bit of a disturbance out there in the right field parking lot. There seems to be a car. Well, there's a lady coming out of the car. She seems pretty angry, folks. She's jumped over the fence and is coming over to the field. She's saying that. Apparently, she's complaining about the thunderstorm and wants kids off the field. Well, I'll tell you what. The kids are listening. There they go. Well, now, whose mom is that? Well, there, it looks like the second baseman. His head is down, and the other kids are kind of pointing at him, so I'm going to guess it's that kid's mom. Yep, she's just grabbed his hand, and now they're going. There they go. All right. Well, folks, it looks like the game is going to be canceled. Somebody want to help Mr. Goble up off the ground there and maybe get him to a hospital or something. Well, I don't know when they're going to resume this, folks. It's a Little League game. It's not even it is raining. And, well, there's the lightning. Okay, I'm going to shut this off before I get electrocuted, folks. Have a good one. And remember, Doug's Rugs, Route 9 and Myers Corners Road. We got rugs for every occasion.
Strike two.
A lot of that was a true story, folks. My mother actually did skid her car onto the parking lot and jump on the field and get all of us off when there was a thunderstorm. And in another game, the umpire took one right in the nuts. So I hope you enjoyed that game. We'll have another fake game for you tomorrow and every episode until we get back to the sports. Until then, you know, live your lives, wash your hands, have a, you know, good time, enjoy your family. You're going to be spending some time together. And subscribe and tell your friends about us. All right, later. Oh, let me tell you, You can subscribe. Of course, you know you're listening. But also go on to Twitter for Sports Dump Show. Follow us. A lot of updates on there. Or just go to thesportsdump.com on the internet. Okay. Talk to you tomorrow.
My fucking balls.